I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. If you got a pre-recorded telephone call from a white supremacist last night, you aren't alone. The chairman of an organization called the American Freedom Party inundated Vermont with robocalls. He's urging Vermonters to vote for Donald Trump in next week's Republican presidential primary. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has details.
Robert Rinaldi was enjoying dinner with his wife when the phone rang at his Topsom home on Wednesday evening. He let the call go to voicemail and then went to have a listen when they'd finished eating.
In the first 10 seconds, I just perceived it as a political robocall. But then I listened to it a little bit more closely and realized that it was just outrageously distasteful. I really couldn't believe that that I could get a call like that.
For those who didn't get the call, here's a taste of what Rinaldi heard.
I am William Johnson, a farmer and white nationalist. The white race is dying out in America and Europe because we are afraid to be called racist.
The 40-second message, which was paid for by a super PAC created by the American Freedom Party, continues in that vein. Then it concludes with a plea.
Donald Trump is not a racist, but Donald Trump is not afraid. Don't vote for a Cuban, vote for Donald Trump.
That last line is a reference to Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, two of Trump's rivals in the GOP primary. Both happen to be of Cuban descent. Mark Potok is a senior fellow at the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization that monitors hate and extremist groups in the United States.
Well, the American Freedom Party is not what it sounds like. Boiled down, the American Freedom Party is probably the most important white nationalist or white supremacist political organization in this country.
Potok says the group was founded about a decade ago by racist skinheads who found themselves in need of new leadership when the head of their group came under pressure for various criminal misdeeds.
That resulted in a meeting with a particular lawyer, a corporate lawyer from L.A. by the name of William Daniel Johnson, who very quickly agreed to become the head of what was then named the American Third Position and has since been renamed the American Freedom Party.
That's the same William Johnson in the robocall, and the same William Johnson who once authored a proposed constitutional amendment that called for the immediate deportation of all African-American citizens. Reached by telephone at his law office in Los Angeles Thursday, Johnson said the robocall is an earnest attempt to drum up support for Trump.
Well, we're a white nationalist super PAC. We wanted to make people aware of white nationalist issues.
The Trump campaign did not respond to a request for comment Thursday. Asked about the American Freedom Party support for the candidate earlier this month, Trump's campaign spokeswoman said Trump would disavow support from any super PAC. Potok calls it a, quote, incredibly weak need disavowal.
Trump has basically said, well, you know, if you want me to denounce them, I'll denounce them, but it's really not important to me. So Trump has really done nothing to put much distance between himself and these people.
A new VPR poll conducted by the Castleton Polling Institute shows Trump with a strong lead over his GOP rivals among Vermont voters. Primary voters here head to the polls on Tuesday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.